Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in arts, literature, and entertainment. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed to have that one spark of magic. It's a book that has garnered a lot of critical acclaim as well as acclaim from avid readers. So we are happy to welcome back Iris Bolden. Iris, welcome back to Read You Later.
Well, thank you, LaShira. It is always a pleasure to speak with you and your listeners.
Now, we have with us some people who are near and dear to your heart. We have the wonderful ladies of the Book Palace. And if you don't have the, if you're not a member of the Book Palace and would like to join, I would tell you that it is a great opportunity to connect with avid readers. So we're going to get this show started by talking with some people who I will call super fans, people who have read the book, love the book, and have fallen in love with some of these wonderful, wonderful characters. So let's get this party started. So I am going to bring to the table one of your fans. Caller from 225
okay.
area code. Caller from 225 area code. You're on the air. Do you have a question or a comment for Iris?
Hello, ladies. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. And how are you doing this evening?
I am great. I'm so glad to be on the show, and I look forward to everything you have to talk about this awesome book. I read it, like, I want to say in probably about 4 hours.
Yeah, Kim told me that she read this book, fell in love with this book. And Kim, if you don't know, this is Kim Knight, and she also is the owner of a online bookstore. And she caters to readers who love African American memoirs, self-help. But she also has some wonderful little tidbits, journals, and things of nature. So, Kim, as a bookstore owner, how has this book been able to impact readers, or how do you view this book when it comes to impacting readers or intriguing readers to read?
Well, first I'd like to thank you because you introduced me to Iris' work. And Iris is one of those authors that I think, and all her books are, I mean, she could write ABCD and I'm going to buy it. Like, you know, there's those authors that you don't have to read the synopsis or anything.
Exactly.
And just to see, you know, what she has done with all her writing, you know, how it's transformed to actual real life with the Heart TV series and all of that, I'm just so, it just makes my heart glad. And it's easy to sell that type of stuff. When people actually walk in their gifts, it's easy for me to do what it is that I do. Because, you know, she makes it so easy. The characters, the plot, the theme, you know, from the scenery, just everything. You really get into who the people are in the book. And I know you surf all the time, but, yeah, I just want to say that. And I'm so proud and so happy and wait until you all come to Baton Rouge. So everybody will know.
Well, thank you, Kim. Now, Kim, how can people get in contact with you? Or I know that you have a series of events. I know one featuring Carl Weber. I know you are planning some upcoming events. So how can people get in contact and connect with you?
If they want to send their book information, they can send it to betweenthelinesbooks@icloud.com. They can also call the I would prefer if they would send me an email because I'm having text messages and I don't want to miss anybody's information. So I would really appreciate it if they could send their information to betweenthelinesbooks@icloud.com if they would like to get their books in the store. Also, I would ask them to go and look at the website and see what's listed there. I know a lot of books don't have the images. I need to talk about them with the metadata as far as the images for the books. The website is comparable to Amazon. I am a New York Times reporting store, so everything that is sold, I get a spreadsheet at the end of the night that says what sold to whom and all that good information. And I am so happy to report those numbers for what's being sold from the website to help us get on, you know, to put a little more color on the New York Times best-selling list. Because we have some talent,
right,
and I'm being one of them.
All right. Now, Kim, I want you to do the honors. I'm not going to go all night with this, but if you can select a number, let's see, I'll do the first five. If you can select a number between one and five, this person will have the opportunity to win a paperback of one of Ms. Boland's upcoming books. So what number would you select from one to five?
Three.
Three. Okay, and let's see, and that person will be on next. Hello, caller number three. May I have your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller number three?
Hello?
Let's hear, do the area code.
Yes. 228. Ooh, I have a lot of same area codes. This is 228-313.
Oh, hi, that's me. This is Antoinette.
Hi, Antoinette. And Antoinette, you have won a print copy upcoming book. Now, Antoinette is a president of a book club. And
yay,
Antoinette, can you
Antoinette.
State the name of your book club and where you located?
We are the Mississippi Magnolias Book Club in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yay, Mississippi,
and
Gulfport.
Yes. Now, Antoinette, I know that you are a fan of ours. And can you tell me how you first got introduced to her work and what have you read, and tell me one of your most favorite scenes? If you have not read all this book, I'm going to say you may be introduced to some plot spoilers. So if you don't want to know information, you may want to cover your ears. So Antoinette, can you tell me how you first got introduced to Iris, and what about her style of writing has captivated you and sustained you, and what is one of your favorite scenes about this book?
I first heard about Iris from your show, actually, a few years back.
Okay.
During the Heart series. Yes, during the Heart series. And I started with actually the Look Into My Heart. And I was so hooked.
Wow.
I went back and got the others.
Sam,
and then I've been hooked ever since. Yes, yes. She's
awesome.
Amazing.
Now, I know that you have read this book, One Spark of Magic.
Oh,
and
yes.
I told Iris that after I finished reading it, I gave her kudos. I inboxed her, and I said, wow, I have that feeling. It reminded me of the same feeling I had when I first read Once You Touch the Heart. It just made me feel that magic of love, all puns intended. But I really didn't feel that. What about this book struck a chord with you?
It was Jared's personality, his kindness, but he still held a lot back, and you could tell that he wasn't an open person, and I enjoyed a character that wasn't so open, and it took him a minute to realize that what he was feeling for Paige was real love. And she
I know
was
that's right, and he brought it on too. And when he realized, he brought it on.
Yes, he was wide open. I mean, she had him sprung from A to Z. It was great.
I know that's
great.
Right.
Oh.
And even though he was sprung, I must admit, he still was a man's man. He handled his business.
Yes.
He still had the air of masculinity. And he was sincere. And I think all of that, because sometimes you have those strong alpha male characters, but sometimes they can be too domineering, and sometimes you may want to read that. And then sometimes you have characters who you feel are just a total pushover. But he was a great balance of what I like to see in my male heroes. Would you not agree with that?
I agree totally. Now, Ron was a pushover.
Oh, yeah. Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
Poor Ron. That's all we can say is poor Ron.
Okay, let me add something here. Antoinette, A Spark of Lightning is coming. That's the next book in this series. So Ron is going to be okay.
Good. All right, you heard
there
it
you
here.
Go.
You heard it here. We need him to be okay. Cause honey,
can
you got.
Can he finally ditched Suzette? Please.
He's gonna Navarone and her girls, because you know Caress is a part of Navarone's team from the Pendleton Rule. Navarone and her girls are gonna make sure that Caress is okay. And once Caress is okay, Ron's going to be okay.
All right. That's awesome.
I'm loving it.
And
I'm loving it already.
Thank you, Antoinette, for always chiming in and being a supporter of Read You Later. Love you, and have a blessed evening.
Love you all, too. Bye, Iris. Bye,
thank
Kim.
You, Antoinette. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow.
Now, isn't it love? It's love to receive that much love about your book, and it's wonderful
when you can impact
a variety of readers, because these are people who don't come to play when it comes to, about reading in books. These are people who are honest and will tell you if they feel that there's a problem anywhere with the characters and the plot. So that's very much so. So we're going to keep this party moving, and I am going to go to the 757. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I just got an email from Blog Talk saying that there's some issues. I usually broadcast on Thursday. There's some issues, and if we are cut off, I'm going to start again at 7:30. They were nice enough to send me an email this time to let us know. But if we are cut off. If we are cut out, we will start the party. All right, I have a call from 757-241. Welcome to Read You Later. Do you have a question or a comment for Iris?
Hello, LaShira. Hi, Iris. This is Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Hi, the lovely Erica George.
Yes.
Oh,
now,
Erica,
yes. You
may have a different viewpoint because you have seen these characters, untangled these characters.
Yes.
You have felt them. You have probably even reconstructed them. So I'm going to ask you the question. Which character to you showed the most growth during this story?
I'm going to go with Jarrett, only because Paige really didn't grow that much, I want to say, throughout the story, only because the way she was in the beginning was pretty much the way she was at the end. She matured just a little bit. Right. You know, she was who she was, and she stuck to it. With Jarrett, it was more, you know, he embraced his newfound love, and he just decided to go with it, and he, I think, had the most growth, you know, not only dealing with her, but how he dealt with others.
Okay, now, Erica, not to cut you off, but Blog Talk just emailed me and said that there's a shortage somewhere, and they're going to get it fixed in 5 minutes. So if we're interrupted, what I'm going to do is upload the show again, and we will start at 7:30. So just to let everyone know, if we get disconnected, say, within the next 40 or 50 seconds, I will upload the show again and we will start again. Sorry, but, you know, technology is wonderful, but sometimes there are glitches. as I said earlier, I think Jarrett did show growth. I think that his willing to change, because he had a whole lot of stuff with him. You know, he was extremely macho. Of course, he was confident within himself because he had a right to be. But he was so used to gold diggers and other women, he really didn't at first appreciate a real woman without ulterior motives and baggage. Would you agree?
Was that to me or to Iris?
That's Erica.
That's to you, Erica.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, his interaction with women that totally skewed his viewpoint, and I'm sure with him being, you know, friends with other professional ball players, that's all he saw. So when he saw Paige and saw how honest she was and just down to earth, and it wasn't about the ball player, it was about Jared the man.
Yeah. And I also like the fact that Paige was not willing to compromise her values and what she saw and who she is as a person to flatter his ego, because a lot of times men of a certain position, title, or power per se are used to women, you know, perhaps allowing themselves to be changed, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, in order to stroke their ego. But she was like, honey, here I am. This is who I am, and let me help you. And I love the fact that they were able to bring out the good parts of each other. You know, it was just a totally, totally, totally wonderful, wonderful story, wonderful romance. I don't know if everyone can listen. If you can still, I can still hear these ladies. They said we're going to be cut off, and let me upload again, but I can still hear these ladies. So if I plug in the next person and I'm not able to hear them, then I know differently. But, Erica, I would like to thank you for coming on and chiming in and giving your interpretation of my man Jerry. He's my eyes. I don't want to mess with you, Erica. He's my man. Now, Erica.
I have no claims on Jerry whatsoever.
You have no claim? Okay. Because no. I know, like, I don't want you and I to fall out when we actually see each other in person. So, Erica,
may I say something?
Yes, you may.
To Erica?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to take a minute right now and say to Erica George and Kathy Atchison, thank you so much for putting up with me. These are the two ladies that go in and behind me and edit my stories for me. So I do want to take a moment and acknowledge them and to say to both of them, I don't know if Kathy's on the line, but I hope she hears this. I love you guys. I love that you make me better. One of the things I try to do is surround myself with people who are smarter than I am. And I bow to you, Erica, and to Kathy. Thank you for so much for what you do.
Oh, I tell you, now, February is my month of love theme, but you ladies have me mushy. This is just, that is just awesome. Now, Erica, I was going to say that since you're this awesome editor, and I don't know if you want to, but can you tell people how to connect with you if perhaps they have projects that they need you to perform surgery or use your keen eyes to assist them?
Oh, wow. Okay, wasn't expecting that close.
I'm telling you, Iris, I've been wanting to do this because I asked Erica to come on my show last year, and she's like, I don't know what she is. But see, now I got her.
We got her.
You know how you know God is good. God is good, honey. Okay. So how can people connect with you, Erica?
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You can ask all my friends, Erica, honey. I will push, pull, and kick you in front. So keep going. So how can people connect with you, Erica?
Oh, goodness. Well, I am on Facebook, and my email is el.george05@gmail. So they can reach me that way.
And she is.
All right. That sure was fast.
Right,
Erica, I don't mean it, huh? That was fast. And I think I'm a fast listener because I work with students trying to charm me all day. So can you please tell us how to connect with you again?
You know what? This year we are going to fight when I see you again.
Oh, really? I'm hurt. Girl, you know, look, I do special ed for a living. I'm tough. You got to come stronger than that. So can you tell people how to connect with you?
That is so bad. So bad.
She is. Iris, I'm a getter. Okay. So again, my email is you just said you was tough. How you hurt, Miss Sarah? Pick one.
I'm hurt. I'm tough and sensitive.
Okay. Well, again, my email is el.george05@gmail. So if anybody needs to reach me, they can do it that way.
All right, Erica, can you pick a number between 5 and 10?
7.
7, okay. So caller 7. Caller 313-934. 313-934. You are a winner. So can we have your name? Caller 313-934. You are a winner.
Hi, Iris.
Hello?
Miss Robinson.
Hi.
It's Miss Donnie.
You are. Hey. Awesome. You are a winner.
I know. And how are you ladies tonight?
Sending you love.
I am doing wonderful. Wonderful. Now, do you have a question or a comment about Iris and this wonderful project that she has crafted?
No, just the same. I just love her from the very first moment.
Aww.
First five books.
I say this is love.
Remember, Iris?
It's all about love.
Remember
Aww.
How we on Facebook,
yes,
I mean, on another club?
I do, Miss Donnie. I remember we were in Atlanta, actually, and we went out to, no, we were in Arkansas.
No, we were in Baltimore.
Oh, that was
Maryland.
Was Baltimore the first one?
Yes,
Listen,
and I
we have
I read your book. They were on. We was at a Deidre's book club.
Oh my gosh!
And I saw your book, and I decided to read them all five. And I remember you saying, "Well, let me know how you like the book."
Yes.
Not knowing that you was the author, I said, who in the hell she thinks she is? But then after I read your books, Great God from Zion, I bought them all. I got every book you made, wrote.
Oh, thank you, Miss Donnie. You know I love you.
And
love
one
you
of my
favorite
characters in this book was Victoria. I loved her.
Wasn't she a wonderful
Oh, wow.
A fighter.
Victoria was wonderful. Yes.
She was a fighter. But at the end, I felt sorry for Ron, but I'm glad that he grew some balls.
I know that's
he
right. And he needed a double pair. He needed a double pair, Miss Donnie. He didn't
yes,
need
he
one
did.
Set.
And guess
a
what?
Set.
The grandmother reminded me a lot of my mother as far as the saying, and that second and third and fourth and sixth sense remind me a lot of my mother.
Who, Miss Grant? You talk about Grandmere?
Grandmere, yes, I loved her.
Well, your grandmother was a wise person then.
Wise woman.
I know because I'm a wise woman.
Yes,
I know
you
that's right.
I can't protect that from you at all. Miss Donnie, thank you so much for taking me on the Motown tour.
Wow. Well, you know, it's also Phyllis, too. I got to give her props, too.
Yes, that's right. And please tell her I said hello.
I sure will.
And Pam, too.
Yes, we're going to get together pretty soon because of our mother's birthday. No.
Well, please tell them all hello. And thank you so much for continuing to support me. I love you to pieces.
I love you, too.
Okay, let's
All right,
you
thank you for
there.
Calling.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Since we're having this love fest, I want to tell you some of the shows I have scheduled coming up. Next Tuesday, I always start the new year off with Don't Count Me Out. So we have Summer Kakar talking about spiritual gifts. Then the end of this month, we have Jacqueline Thomas talk about Don't Lose Your Faith.
Yay.
And the month of February, we have Beverly Jenkins, Samantha Chase, Deborah Mello, and J.J. Mary. He is back on the scene, and we will celebrate the month of love and style. And we will have a love connection show, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to get Kim to host, even though she's on the air and she acts like she don't want to do it. But Kim will be my co-host. And all you single ladies that never know, we try to make a love connection, so you never know. I'm full of surprises. So that being said, hey, I may even draft Iris back up ahead. I don't know. We never know. Look, she got quiet on me, ladies, jumping out the gap.
I'm here. I'm right
she
here.
Is.
I'm listening.
The comments, I'm surprised that so many people are really impacted by Ron's plight, by his journey, because his journey isn't over with, but I see a number of people are really in tune with the pain that Ron is experiencing.
And he is in pain. But, you know, it's nice because usually we see female characters who are quite naive. We see our heroines, they're naive and perhaps get on our nerves and just take so much. But
mm-hmm.
actually now it is the shoe is on the other foot. And so Ron
right.
is the person who is having a few issues, if we will. But he finally comes to his senses and does great. So now we're going to have with us somebody who is near and dear to my heart, one of my own physical book club members. So Hannah
it's
Lee, and Hannah's not related to me. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Hannah.
Well, hi, Miss Iris. How you doing? And Michelle, are we supposed to go?
Now, let me tell you, Dan, let me tell you, Hannah is one of my awesome book club members, and I didn't think that she was going to actually come on this evening, but she is an advocate for Iris Bowling. She's an advocate for Night of Seduction. I tell you, for a whole 2 years, every book club meeting we held, she and Kay Edmondson would somehow bring up that book to the point we were like, ladies, let those people alone. They're only characters. So it's wonderful for her. Okay, all right. Okay, since we have a book club meeting Saturday. He's not a character. And since we have a book club meeting Saturday, and I don't want I want us still to be sisters, I'm gonna leave it alone. So that being said, he's real. Okay. I'm gonna leave it alone. There's medication for that, but we're gonna be okay.
I am gonna find.
Oh Lord,
you're gonna find.
Okay. Well, This is all I'm gonna say. Hannah's husband is a correctional officer, and he's quite big. So when you find Ty, you need to make sure he can match her husband. That's all I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it alone. Now, I was very pleasantly surprised to see that Hannah had embraced another character or characters. Other than, I don't even want to call the name. So, Hannah, this right here, I am just floored. So, Hannah, how does this character, how does Jared compare to, what's his name? I don't even want to mention his name.
Now, he don't quite stack up to Ty. He's not a top 10 to me, by any means. But he was that sweet. He could be, you know, like Ty is. There is no other words to describe it. But Jared,
oh Lord,
your brother or your cousin, you know.
Okay.
You
oh wow, ladies, you
mean.
Have no idea what we have reached a breakthrough.
I
she
am,
may not need
I am
medicine.
Shocked.
I am shocked as well.
I am totally shocked because I just did not think anyone could ever measure up. To
could
five.
Even be in the family. Could even be in
the
family.
Same room,
so
in the same room.
Even though you say he doesn't measure up, what about his character and how Iris has very successfully written about him? What makes you feel those emotions that perhaps are quite close to Ty?
He was a man, you know. Jared, even though he was young, you know, he's young. He's still fairly young, but he was a man. He was a man's man. He was, you know, he knew what he wanted. He knew who he was. He wasn't afraid to go get it. Although, you know, he may have been a little
hesitant.
Okay, hesitant, yeah, about, you know, falling in love. He had already said that, you know, he liked playing the field. He had been with a lot of women. And when he got ready to settle down, it was going to be with that one woman.
That one
that
time,
be,
that's right.
Yeah, that one time. It
right.
wasn't something he was going to do over and over again. So he wanted to just make sure it was the right woman. So, you know, he was a little hesitant about it.
Now, I am going to read, I'm going to reverse this. Are there attributes of Ty that you would like Jared to possess?
Well, no, because, I mean, they're two different. They're two different characters and two different settings. They don't, you know, he don't have to be. He has to be his own man.
All right, I like that. Now, see, in the book club, ladies and gentlemen, Hannah, along myself and Louise, they are the very conscientious people that read. So if you come to a book club, they're going to ask questions and make the author say, okay, well, yeah, well, maybe I did. You know, they like to change the author's point of view, what the character is and who they are and stuff like that. So that's why I asked her that type of question, because, you know, she'd be like, no, he didn't, because he did such and such on page something. I'd be like, oh, that was Hannah. I wanted to look up. Oh, that was Hannah that asked that question.
Yeah.
So she was that reader.
But I think it's great that she really wouldn't change anything about Jared. So I'm actually encouraged, because normally
I'm
wants
encouraged
to change
too.
Everybody to be tied, you know.
Yes,
she does.
Well, not everybody.
She doesn't want to change. She doesn't want to change anything about Jared. So I'm kind of encouraged by that.
Yeah. Well, see, it's a film that I don't want to change. See, like Jared. Jared's good, and Joshua. I don't want to change anything about Joshua. Ever.
Okay. Well, I know you all will be fighting if you're gonna talk about that. You will be fighting.
I have a question for Hannah. Okay, Hannah, I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of messages regarding Joshua and Akande. Do you think they should have one more hookup or no?
Well, what you gonna do with Rock?
Rock is gonna whip her ass, but I'm just saying.
You are trying to break up folks almost happy, huh?
No, see, that's not who Joshua is. He would never step out on his wife. That's not how
Rock.
He was raised. That's not how he was raised. That's not who he is. He had
so
his fun while he was out there. No.
And that was it. There you go.
That's right. No, he had his fun when he was out there. But now that he's found the woman for him, he would never step out on her. No.
No, he would not. I have to agree with you on that. So as Paige Grammier would say, see, well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Well,
Hannah, thank you for not only calling in, but thank you for also chatting. And I will see you Saturday.
Bye, Hannah. Have a great evening.
Iris, how is this book different? And we discussed this privately. You know, you usually have a Christmas novella, and this surely was not a novella. But how was this book?
Right.
Different from the other books that you generally release during that holiday season. How was this book different, and what about this year? Was there anything in particular that made you want to write a book with somewhat of a different plot line and a twist that really just didn't cater to the holiday season, but a book that you can thoroughly, you can release this in July, and we've still been reading it, but is there anything particular about this year that made you want to do something quite different than what you normally do?
You know, this has been such a blessed year for me for so many different reasons. And when I started writing this story, Jared and Paige's story didn't start out being a Christmas. It was, really, to tell the truth, it was never really a Christmas story. It was just a story filled with love and a connection between these two characters from the very, very beginning. So it was never a Christmas story. It was a story about the magic of love. And I've been through a number of things, and I want to go back through that the last couple of years. And I am just at that point in my life where I'm opening up to possibilities. And I think that one of the things that every person wants in their life is love. So I wanted to write a story that can show you that there's a certain magic to love, because when you have love in your life, everything changes. The sun is brighter.
Exactly.
You know, the snow is prettier. Even though it got on our nerves this week, it was still pretty. You know, everything.
No,
is
it didn't get on my nerves. It didn't get on my nerves.
It got you on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it got you on the school book cover. You enjoyed it. but in this particular story, I really wanted to concentrate more on the magic of love than on the aspect of it being a Christmas story. And like you said, this particular book, you can read this anytime. It's not a Christmas novella. It's not a Lasseter. I usually do a Lasseter at Christmas. It's not a Lasseter book. This was one of those things where once I started writing it, it was just no stopping it. That's why you didn't get a short novella or anything of that nature. And besides, to tell you the truth, LaShira, every time I try to do a short novella, I get hate mail. People say it's too short. No, we need more of this story.
Well, you know, you're like the mother who's going through the empty nest syndrome, where all the kids have left the house and went off to college, you know, and instead of cooking a meal for two, she's still cooking a meal for 10. And you're that type of writer. When you're in the lab cooking, you really don't know how to cook a novella per se. Not that it wouldn't be great or it isn't great, but your meal needs to extend to that 10. And so I think that's what your readers are used to and accustomed to, and they just want more, which is great. It's not hate mail. It's a little cheerleading mail saying that, wow, we'd love to have an additional 30,000 words. So don't think of it as hate mail. Think of it as that it's preparation. Yeah, it's a love story from readers to you. See, when you're in love, you look at things.
That's a nice way to put it. But I'm sorry.
Hey, look, I'm
fine.
I'm trying.
And they would tell me.
All right.
Miss Tony pulled me aside. We were at Deborah Mello's tea party, which I'm looking forward to again this year. And Miss Tony pulled me aside and she took me to a room and she said, "Iris, I love you, but don't you never write me a short story like that again. You got to give me a whole story. I need a whole book."
That is Miss Tony.
That's Miss Tony. That's Miss Tony.
We have quite a few people on here, and I apologize if we're not able to get to everyone this evening, but I know that Iris and Denise are also planning Facebook chats within the palace, and you never know where else you may see her. So call us from 804-321 area code. Call us from 804-321 area code. You're on the air. Thank you for calling in to read you later. And do you have a question or a comment for Iris?
Hi. How you doing?
Julia!
Julia! I've been on just listening to you chat. That's what I've been doing. No, the questions that I had about Jared was he seemed to be real sensible. And I heard that he, you know, was pretty such a womanizer. And then he meets this one girl. But where did he pick crazy from?
Well, she was a friend of Suzette. Did you know how you go out? Everybody go out together and they hang out together and things like that. And you develop a friendship with someone that just happens to be your best friend's wife. And, you know, and things just go from there. But he found out early on. I mean, he realized that this wasn't the person, you know, for him. And we find out later in the book why, you know.
You know what? I'm going to go with BDB. They always say don't trust a big button to smile. So I think that perhaps it was those combinations that got him to the point where
he perhaps initially overlooked some of that craziness, you know. My grandma said saying if it's not the beauty, it must be the booty. So I'm thinking that, you know, initially that may have made him overlook initially some of the crazy, but he was like, you know what, I can't even deal with this. That's a very good question.
I have to tell you guys
who Julia is. Julia is my cousin, real life cousin, and she's more like a sister to my heart. Because anything that I do, I don't care what it is. Anything that I do, Julia is there to support me 120, sometimes 150%. Sometimes it's her carrying me to my dream to make sure that it becomes a reality. So I want to just take a minute and let you guys know just how important Julia is in my life. When I finish a story, it goes to Julia.
This is love fest.
Look, I didn't want to call you your real name. I said Iris.
LaShia,
Now, Miss Julia, do you have anything going on that my listeners can support?
Currently, I'm going several different directions this year, and I think once I get everything done with the business is closed out for the year, I'm going to go ahead and change my profile from Virtual Last Wishes, because I'm leaving that to stand alone now and bringing in something else.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
We're construction, period. That's what I should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still
love reading
my books. And all the girls that's on the line that can hear me that have wrote a book, if I haven't read it, please inbox Julia Nedrick and let me know what it is and where to get it from. That's all
I
do is read.
She does love reading. She loves reading. So
I do not write, but I love to read.
She loves to read and to sit on her boat.
Yes, she does. Get out there on her boat and get her a good book and a couple of Bibles. And
that's right.
Good.
Nothing
leaving out
there.
Tomorrow.
Now, Miss Julia. Pick from 10 to, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to do 10 through 20 this time. A number 10 through 20.
20.
20? Okay. And that's a 919. So let's see. Caller from 919-691. You're on the air. Can you state your name? You are a winner.
Deborah Mello.
Well, Lord, this right here, this is really not fair. This is really not fair, but we're going to let this go because Miss Julia picked it, but
it's not fair. I don't mind passing it on to someone else.
Okay.
I'm here just to support my girl Iris because I love her so much.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. I love you, too. I really do. I so appreciate
you.
And the wisdom.
Since we do have Deborah on the line, I know Deborah has to have about 29 books that we'll be releasing it this year. So, Deborah, can you give us maybe the first 13 books you're releasing the first quarter of this year?
I can tell you that this year is going to be a slow year for me, but I will be writing like a maniac. Right now, officially, we've got 3 releases with the possibility of a fourth coming this year.
Oh, that is slow, Deborah. Yeah, that's very slow.
But
you go ahead.
It is, but the writing will catch up, and next year you'll probably get a book a month at the rate things are going. But we have our big tea party this year, so we've got a lot of planning
going
on.
Can you elaborate on that for people who may not be familiar with the tea party?
The tea party, my literary tea party will be held on June 10th this year in Savannah, Georgia. We will have a total of 13 authors that will be featured. Iris is among them.
Yes.
it is going to be an absolutely fabulous time. The tea party will go from 12 to 3 in the afternoon. And then that evening, we're having Deborah's Diamond Gala, which is going to be our big fundraiser. This year, my Diamond Literary Foundation will be raising money for the American Cancer Society. And we are
awesome.
Doing that with a 1920s-themed speakeasy event. So it's going to be a really, really good time.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm
and, Deborah,
so
how can people find out information about the event if they would like to attend or perhaps share the information with their book club members, readers, family, in-laws, and outlaws? How can they share the information? Where can they find it? They can find it on my Facebook page, Deborah Mello, my website, deborahmello.blogspot.com. The tickets are available through Eventbrite, so if you go there and do a search, it will come up. Just Google. Just Google. It's
okay.
Out there.
All right. And Deborah will be my guest next month, along with Samantha Chase and Ms. Bev and J.J. Mary, talking about what we talk about in February. Love, love, love.
Love.
Lord knows me love every month.
Yes.
The way this stuff going, love, we need to talk about love, love, love.
Love,
need,
love, love.
So, Deborah,
and we need
I would
to,
like
we need
to thank
to
you.
24/7.
Thank you,
yes.
Ms. Deborah.
You
know thank
I love
you for joining. And since Deborah would like to give the opportunity to someone else, I'm going to choose number 21. It's a 708 number, 708-828. You're on the air. Can you state your name, please? You are a winner.
Joy Hudson.
Hi,
how are you?
Now,
I'm great.
Now, Joy, you need to thank Deborah because she's still on the air since she gave
you,
up
Deborah.
Her,
I love your
her
work.
Winning
I
book.
Love your book. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you. Joyce, you enjoy.
And you enjoy. And yeah, and look, Deborah says she will give up her free book anytime for anyone who says something of that nature. I can speak for her on that. And Deborah, thank you for coming and chiming in. And Joy, since we have you on
yes.
the line, can you tell us perhaps your favorite scene, the scene that really sparked the magic in you in this book?
Actually, I'm reading the book right now because I just got it. I got the paperback.
Oh,
email,
Lord.
So
now,
right
I hope,
so
I hope we want to
No,
oh,
that
well,
doesn't bother me. Whenever
platform.
People talk about
okay.
it, that doesn't bother me. I still read it. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I love all
oh,
of your
good.
Work, so it doesn't matter what they say about the book. I voice my own
thank
opinion,
you.
So that's not a problem.
Thank you. Thank you for
all
that,
right.
so much.
You're welcome, because I've been reading some of the reviews, and I'm like, wait a minute. How can they say they don't like this book?
Yeah, I know. I read some of those, but I would tell you the truth. There's something for everyone, and
right.
and some
everybody
people,
has
you know,
opinions.
Some people, everybody has a different opinion, and everyone has the right to those opinions. We don't have to agree
right.
with them, but they do have mm-hmm. a right to them, and that's okay. But some people
right.
does
I know, that's
not like
right.
the whimsical doesn't like the whimsical feel of Paige. But that's the
mm-hmm.
magic of Paige. That's why
mm-hmm.
it's going to take a special woman to catch a person like Jared Bryce. She can't be
right.
a normal, just normal everyday woman. This is a special woman, and that
mm-hmm.
whimsical feel of her is what attracts him. You know,
I was about to say it actually
spirit.
Drew. Yeah, and it actually drew
her,
that.
Yeah.
It really was that chemistry. And you know, a lot of people
right.
say like when like you meet that one, you like feel it. It's something special. Like could be that
special.
Magic jolt, and that's what he loved. And he loved the fact that even in she's naive, but then again, she's very worldly. She's
wow.
very
yes, she
cultured, but then again, she can be not gully, but a regular woman. So he loved the complexities that surrounded her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm gonna say I'm not so sure
that Paige is naive. I think Paige is an old soul. You ever hear someone mention that a person is an old soul? She's young,
yeah.
A young girl, but she has an old soul, and she has that wisdom that she's gathered from her grandmother and her mother and her father. And their family has a lot of love, so that's the only thing that she knows. She doesn't know that she's not supposed to like Jolene. You know, she doesn't realize that. So I'm not so sure naive is the word. I think she is just she's an old soul, and she is wise beyond her age.
All right. Well, there we have it from the author. And Miss Julia and Joyce, thank you for chiming in and calling in. And Joyce, congratulations on being winner number 3.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right, have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right.
Oh,
now,
good.
We have so many people who are, as I said, who are on this line. And there are some numbers that are popping up as 1111111111, and sometimes it does that. Not quite sure the reason why. Sometimes if you're using a Google number, I found they actually those numbers will pop up like that. So we're going to take another caller, caller from 510-477. You're on the air. Can you state your name? Hello.
Hello.
Call 510-477. You're on the air. Can you state your name?
Hi, this is Shalice.
Hi, Shalice.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Oh.
Well, we're excited to have you, Miss Shalice.
Y'all are getting another football team. What are you gonna do?
Girl, listen. See, now you about to make my spirit go down.
Oh Lord, no! We don't want that. We don't want that.
We don't want that. Okay,
we want you to keep that joy.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Let's talk about Jared and Paige.
We want you to keep that joy. Now, what do you think was the glue other than Grammere that kept baby girl surviving? What was the glue? Other than Grant,
well, I think you know. Ultimately, she knew that he loved her. But one thing I liked about her is that she told him, "Listen, just because you saw her, you got to give me my space. You got to let me catch up. And make sure that I have forgiven you. So give me my space." And that's what I enjoyed about her character. That she wasn't the person to say, "Oh, you forgive me? Oh, come on, no, give me my space, homeboy." Because you didn't piss me
off.
She did. And that's what I appreciated about that. The other part was she understood the complexity of him. She got it. She got it. And that's what I like. Her strength. Her strength. And then she, you know, as most women do, we try to, you know, fix it on our own. And what we do, we run. We go home. We go home to the of, you know, people who can encourage us to do what's right. And so, you know, even though her grandmother was there, her grandmother put enough into her to know who she was, first of all, and to be able to say, "I love you, you hurt me, give me my space so I can catch up to my feelings."
She did do that. She didn't just take him back. You know, she said, "Give me a minute. Let me deal with this
like that
first."
That's my favorite part is that, you know, and we all do that. Give me a minute. I need a minute, first off, because you done hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I need a minute. Now, I was cheering, going, yeah, girl, tell him, give me a minute, because I'm going to bust you in the face, but give me a minute. So I don't do it.
Give me a minute. Yeah.
That's right.
And she didn't automatically,
right.
You know, just do a ballet move into
his
arms. Exactly.
That's right.
And that's someone who knows who they are and knows.
Yes.
Their worth, it's refreshing to find characters. You know, she wasn't a damsel in distress. Yes, she had stress, but she wasn't in distress. And
de-stress.
So I think it's wonderful when we can, you know, make and see the difference in that. And I need to apologize. I heard, I see on I'm getting inbox, some people trying to get in, and it's not me. It's Blog Talk, and a lot of times if you get close to, like, we only have, it doesn't seem like it, but we only have 5 minutes, and when you get close to
that
nitty gritty, it's some yes, it. When you get to close to nitty gritty, Blog Talk, like, you ain't getting back up in here.
Well,
I don't know why, you know.
The grand prize.
Yeah, we might do the grand prize. It doesn't seem like we've been on here for like 15 minutes.
I know.
So, Shalise, you have the opportunity.
Yes.
You pick numbers. I want to be fair. You pick. I think we've had one. Well, we had 20. Well, we had 21. Then we had 4. We had 10. So, other than those numbers, let's pick a number 1 through 53.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, I love the number 7.
Number
let's
7.
Let's go with the number 7.
Let's see. Number 7.
This is for the grand prize tonight anyway.
678-360. Can you state your name?
Denise.
Hello? well, Denise, you have won the grand prize.
I will let
Iris tell you what is the grand prize.
Oh my gosh, Denise!
I know
Denise,
it.
You did this. You picked this. Now I want to make sure you understand that. Okay.
I do. Listen, I love Boogie Down Productions. Go ahead, Denise.
Okay, Boogie Down. Okay, we call Denise Boogie Down because she's our music person. She keeps us in music. However, tonight, because you are our fourth winner for tonight, the fourth winner actually gets to be Timothy Lasseter's love interest in the next Gems and Gents book. So, Denise, your name will be Timothy Lasseter's love interest.
I told you I was going to be a last
since we don't want people to think that this is nepotism, even though we're not related, but we are related by book. Let's see. We're going to let her keep that. And, Denise, you pick a number 1 through 53. You pick another number.
45.
Okay. Let me count down here. Look, I need to get glasses. Okay. And this caller, I don't know, is one of those Google, maybe one of those Google numbers has got 11111 all across. But if you can hear me, hello? Are you listening? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, can you state your name?
Hello, this is John the Saint.
Oh, my goodness. This
oh,
is
and Lord have mercy. Okay.
I'm just done.
I just wanted to call and tell Iris, wishing you the best on your novels, your books, and everything. And I've been waiting a long time. My brother's been waiting a long time to get on this phone. And you said there's only like 5 minutes left. I was like, you know what?
Really
I'm going
have back, that.
I'm going to write a song about
I
this
believe,
moment.
Yeah, I believe we're on actually two minutes. Now, the saint is also a person who is very creative. So, in 1 minute or less, can you tell people about your project and how they can access it?
Oh, I was really calling about Iris, but anyhow.
Take the minute.
John the Saint. You can hear what my debut single off of Touch called Found Good Love. Touch comes out January 27th, and I hope everyone gets to enjoy it.
All right.
And
yeah, I want to thank everybody for
charming. The single released today, so they can actually hear the first single from the CD today. And for those who don't know, John is also our music person for the Heart TV show. Love you, John.
All right. Well, I know we are really about to be cut off because I think we're down to 90 seconds left.
Well, you ladies,
I just thank everybody for chiming in. If you have won a prize, please contact Denise or myself. And the same, I don't know what we're going to do for you, but anyway. So we'll figure out something.
Because he cannot be a love interest.
We don't write. Yeah, ours don't write like that. So anyway, we'll figure out something about that. But you may could be a cousin or something. I have no idea. So anyway, I would like to thank everybody, and I'm sure that Denise and Iris and I know other readers, they have already set time to discuss this book. So please keep in contact with her and see when you will be chimed again. From my heart to yours, read you later, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Thank you.